European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels sharply criticized President Robert Mugabe and added 11 more members of his regime to a list of people banned from entering Europe. But the bluntest remarks came from President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, who said Mr. Mugabe had to go. He made the comments as he addressed a group of well-known senior statesmen, known as the Elders, who had been barred from entering Zimbabwe recently when they tried to travel there to assess the humanitarian situation. On Friday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice also called on President Mugabe to step down amid a political, economic, and humanitarian crisis in the southern African nation. Power-sharing talks between the government and opposition have stalled. Inflation has spun out of control, and a cholera outbreak has already killed nearly 600 people.
Il y a une urgence sanitaire. Cette urgence sanitaire existe.
French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner told reporters that international intervention was needed to respond to the cholera outbreak. Not a military intervention, he said, but strong intervention that could help other aspects of Zimbabwe's crisis as well. The EU ministers also examined calls by the UN to send an interim mission to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo as a backstop until 3,000 more UN peacekeepers arrive. EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana.
I have been in touch with the Secretary General of the United Nations. He has asked me to look again into the possibility of some cooperation with the European Union, not to substitute the force which is deployed by the United Nations, but if possible to help in the bridging part of the deployment of the 3,000 plus.
So far, EU members have been reluctant to volunteer leadership and forces to realize such a mission. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.